The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
To another week of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a good weekend out there in the nooks and crannies. Man, some crazy things are happening. Scary things in the Middle East and closer to home, rioting going on in Ferguson, Missouri. They're starting to calm that down, but this is over protests around the death of an unarmed teenager who had just graduated high school and was going into college, and now you've got gas stations looted and other convenience stores and whatnot, and video that shows some pretty crazy things. Cops in riot gear, no injuries, thank goodness, so far have been reported, but the Ferguson police chief, Thomas Jackson, is saying that at least 20 police cars were damaged in this crazy riot that ensued after a vigil for 18-year-old Michael Brown. 20 police cars. And so the use of tear gas was what they were talking about having to do, and that there was concern over what kind of a physical confrontation was going to happen. To set this up for you, over the weekend, a shot was fired inside a police car. Brown was eventually shot about 35 feet away from that car. And there's some other details that are flying around out there, but they're trying to carefully put a lid on this because of what they're seeing that's happening here. The mother of Brown, Leslie McSpadden, is saying that her son just turned 18, graduated high school, and he didn't bother anybody, and she doesn't understand how this could happen. She said that she was told her son was shot 8 times through witnesses. So there's all kinds of stories that are going on about this. There's demonstrations, and that's what started previous to the looting. Of course, you always have a few people that decide they're going to be idiots and take it to a crazy, crazy, crazy place. And that's what's happened here. They're setting a dumpster on fire and then the police cars and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the Ferguson Police Department called in more than 100 officers from 15 jurisdictions because they were worried about this. They saw how out of control the scene has gotten. And they felt that this is what they needed to do. And in the meantime, the St. Louis County NAACP is asking the FBI to open an inquiry. And they're saying they're going to look at it through their own eyes, through their own investigation into the killing, to try to ensure that the Ferguson Police Department, as well as the St. Louis County Police Department, releases every detail about the shooting and what happened. So you can imagine the thoughts that are going on there and the thoughts that are going on in other places. But the crazy rioting and the looting and, you know, this that has now happened because of this fatal shooting does not do anything to help the situation. It only makes them look like a bunch of maniacs. And it certainly doesn't honor this kid if that's what they're trying to do. You know, so that's too bad. I mean, if it's that awful that they have to call in all these people from other jurisdictions, obviously they're worried, especially when they see the craziness of the looting. Speaking of crazy, what's happening is Nouri al-Maliki, no surprise, the weak prime minister of Iraq, has really done nothing to help this situation with the political turmoil they're having in trying to decide what's ultimately going to happen and who's going to lead the country next. So yet another town falls into the hands of ISIS. ISIS, who wants nothing better than to come after Americans, as they release a 9-minute video rambling on about how they're going to plant their flag at the White House and the things that they intend to do to Americans. So the best funded group as far as jihadism is concerned right now is ISIS. Did you know that? Not Hamas, not Al-Qaeda or other versions of that or Muslim Brotherhood. Nope, it's ISIS. And we have had targeted attacks now over the weekend to try to hit some key components of this group. We are involved in this, folks. We are definitely involved in this. And you think of what's gone on in Iraq in the past, and why, oh, why are we constantly digging back into the well? And I think ISIS is a group to be very, very concerned with. If you want to throw in your two cents, of course you can throughout the hour, 855-266-5283. Coming up, we have our weekly re-rack, and that's over something equally scary in a much different way that affects all of us as well, but more in our pocketbook with net neutrality. We're going to talk to Mike Wendy from MediaFreedom.org. But before we go there, let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for the opportunity. You remember this guy named Ross Perot?
I know Ross Perot. Yes, I remember. And I remember how a lot of what he said really came true, didn't it? And it's too bad more people didn't pay attention to him.
That's right. But a lot of people don't remember that before Ross Perot was running for president, he was the president of an international company. And when the Iranian Revolution took hold in Iran, some of his employees were thrown into an Iranian prison. And he formulated a plan and put the money together and got them out. And there was actually a movie made about that. Remember that?
I remember that movie, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we have a Marine who served two tours in Afghanistan. He's stuck in Mexico. And he's been there almost 5 months now because he couldn't get out of the long line of Tijuana, and he had some guns in the car. And, you know, he'd been to Mexico a couple of times before and never caused any trouble. But for some reason, they won't let him out. Now I was just wondering if Ross Perot is still active because, you know, the movie Expendables is coming out this weekend. And it should be interesting if there was a little commando raid down there in Tecate, Mexico, where this guy is at. you've heard it here first, right?
That's right. I like the connection, Tomas. That's hilarious. It's interesting what you bring up, though. Thanks for the call. What Tomas is saying is dead on about Ross Perot, because there was a movie made, and I was trying to think of the actor, and actually I had to look it up. It was Richard Crenna. But there was a book for what happened. It was two employees. It was EDS employees. He's right about that. It was Perot who rescued them, and it was Special Forces that went in. But there was a book that recounted the whole thing called On the Wings of Eagles. It became a bestseller, and then it was a miniseries, and Richard Crenna was Perot in the miniseries, and that was, you know, in the mid-80s when that happened. And people forget these things about Perot. It's more than strictly business with him. And what I refer to with Perot is when he was involved in so many of those debates, and a lot of what he had to say about where we were headed with taxes and where we were headed in the United States job-wise, he was dead on right. All right, we're talking about net neutrality with Mike Wendy next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We've been talking a lot about the internet and, of course, what's going on with the Federal Communications Commission and their big attempts to regulate the internet. So I ask you, what's wrong with this picture? We say this all the time, the FCC claiming they need to regulate the internet. Joining us now is Mike Wendy from MediaFreedom.org. He knows all about this subject. He just did a piece that ran this past weekend in the Washington Examiner all about this, an op-ed piece. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Great to talk to you.
So here's the open-ended question I just said. I say this to listeners, and they call in, and they know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you can't pull the wool over their eyes. Why does the FCC feel that they need to regulate the Internet?
Well, it's an agency that's in crisis, and so it's created a crisis itself saying that the Internet is broken, and they're the only ones that can save it. And, oh, by the way, even though the lack of regulation made it so great, we're here to save the Internet with some new regulation so that everything's fair and there's a level playing field and people can have this free and open Internet that they so love.
So what's the problem with that? Think about it. Let's take it from the most basic thing that I'm thinking in my mind. And, of course, that's picking your pocket and my pocket. Ultimately, that would trickle down to us. We'd end up paying more, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, I think what's happened until January of this year, really the consumer, the end user, was paying for all the great services that they were receiving, but weren't cost-causing. And that's like Netflix and YouTube. They were chewing up huge amounts of bandwidth, and the FCC was saying, hey, we're not going to let ISPs, your, you know, Verizon or Comcast or Time Warner, come up with a special deal to make sure that Google pays for its traffic or Netflix pays for its traffic. And here the consumer, in a way, is paying for this and not getting the great experience that they should be getting as a result. So, you know, the FCC believes that it wants to grow the Internet, and the best way to do that, they think, is to make the edge, that's Google and Netflix and others, you know, pay as little as possible. And they've come up with regulations that they think will ensure that.
And you pointed out in your piece, and this, again, is in our wheelhouse, we talk about all the time, over-regulating, we're buried under regulations. And you said it, you pointed to the statistic that we talk about all the time. You're talking 26,000 pages of final rules last year alone. That's ridiculous. How much are we even paying for that to put together all these pieces? Think about that. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, $2 trillion a year goes to essentially making sure that companies comply with, you know, Uncle Sam's regulations. And that's just Uncle Sam. This isn't even the state and local and at the municipal level. So that could have gone into goods and services, into innovation that consumers would receive. But instead, it's to make sure that the snail mollusk, you know, the FCC's version of the snail mollusk survives, you know, and that's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. When we talk about the marketplace, especially in this world of entrepreneurs and the creative side of what's happening, especially on the Internet, it's amazing the commerce that's been created in small businesses. This could ultimately, too, affect that, couldn't it?
Yeah, because I think, you know, what we're faced with is, you know, we've had about a 10-year run where there wasn't a lot of regulation, and the Internet exploded, okay? And so now the FCC is saying, well, this is such a great thing, we have to protect it, and so we're going to impose these regulations. And there's some upside for some of the companies in the sense that they can come up with agreements with Netflix and Google and others to get back some of the cost where it was prevented the past 2 years. The FCC was saying you can't have these priority agreements. But really, the downside altogether is it's regulation where there wasn't regulation. And, you know, big companies have a better ability to deal with that, but small companies, and that's, you know, that's on the edge, but, you know, the small garage manufacturer, the small garage software manufacturer, you know, the small Internet service provider in rural America, they can't deal with the same kind of regulations. Yet they're going to be hit with those. And that's going to be an innovation buzzkill, I think.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you? Do you think, because they keep trying to push this, do you think the net neutrality thing is going to happen or what?
Yes, it is. And the court ruling in the earlier part of this year sent it back to the FCC. But really, with the FCC doesn't have to do anything. You know, there is no law that says, FCC, you have to act. And many of us in the industry and observers say, look, just watch and wait. If there's something wrong, if there's abuse, you know, you have all the tools to make sure that companies aren't harming consumers, okay? But you don't need a regulation. You don't need this sort of prophylactic regulation to do that. The FCC is going to come up with, you know, there's two bad choices, essentially. One less bad than the other, but there's still two bad choices, and both involve regulation. One is, at the top, what I was talking about, that they will allow some agreements between ISPs and companies like Netflix. But still, they're watching all companies on the edge, the network providers, and saying, you know, if you're not boosting broadband infrastructure, we're going to come after you. And that could be around First Amendment. That could be around privacy. You know, you can kind of see where that could go. None of these agencies look at this stuff in a minimalist sense. It's expansionist. So even the light stuff that they're proposing is where we haven't been. And then, worse, there's the 1934 option, which is old-time telephone regulation. And that's very real. And that's where companies that provide the Internet, the broadband service provider, the wires coming to your house, they're treated like an old-time telephone company. And that's price regulation, that's service regulation, that's line regulation. Boy, that is so extreme. Both are bad, but that's the bad of the bad, and we're really trying to stay away from that. Regardless, there's going to be one of those choices, either bad regulation or really bad regulation. And
yeah.
I don't think we can avoid that.
Do you think more people, I mean, I'm proud of this audience, frankly, because they get it. I have to tell you, Mike, they get it. And they're well-read, and they understand what it means, and they're all about it. And during the FCC comment period, they're commenting. But really, there are a lot of people that don't understand even what net neutrality means, don't you think?
Well, that's the problem. And the FCC has a definition, and the public interest advocates, that are all corporate funded or foundation funded, corporate funded, have their version, and it's a sliding scale. You know, what does it look like today? And that's the very problem with regulation. We're assured by the public interest advocates that if something passes through the FCC, which it will be moderate, or it can be contained and cabined. It can't be. That's just not the nature of regulations, not the nature of the administrative state that we live in. That's the very danger. They're going to be casting, but they're already casting about for a role that they shouldn't have. The market thrives. The market thrives as a result of the lack of regulation. And here they are, we're going to impose regulation. Well, they're going to find a role. They're going to find something, you know, if it's moving and it looks like it needs to be fixed, they're going to go ahead and try to do that. And that, I believe, is the end of what we call permissionless innovation. You know, companies of all stripes are going to have to go to the FCC and say, look, can I go ahead and roll this service out? You know, will I get fined? Is this legal? And that's where we haven't been these past 10 years, and it has exploded. This is crazy time right now. And the FCC is embarked, and I cannot see them saying we're not going to impose regulation. They are going to impose regulation by the end of this year on the Internet through net neutrality, through this loose concept that no one really understands.
Yeah, I love what you say, too. Permissionless innovation, that's a great word. And when you think in your mind, big companies, that's one thing, and then eventually trickling down and passing on the, you know, a couple of bucks to the consumer, which will add up monthly or who knows where that goes. But what about the small Internet companies? I know three people involved in that are Internet providers, and they're small. And I think you know people in that boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what my editorial is about, character named Bill, who that's not his real name. He's got business before the FCC. That tells you something right there and then. But he's a small company. These regulations are going to make it harder for him to roll service out. He now is serving in the public interest. He's a public servant. And, you know, that's not without cost. He'll have to go. If he has some innovation, he's going to have to go to the FCC and say, you know, can I do that? And then, you know, you think about that and you go, gosh, how can that actually be good for innovation? You know, when you have this permission, this layer, or maybe even several layers of permission to roll stuff out that you would otherwise do, you know, like a grocery store. Just put it on the shelf. People buy it, they buy it. They don't buy it, then don't. Okay, I made a mistake. Next. Now I have to go to the FCC and do that. It's crazy.
Right, and imagine what the obstacles and the hoops you have to jump through and how long that'll take. So
yeah.
That does stop innovation because it'll take that much longer to even get from point A to point B.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. All right, enjoy the conversation. Mike Wendy, mediafreedom.org. Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I mentioned this at the top of the hour that we like to dive into our mailbag. You know, you can always dial the digits, 855-266-5283. Certainly, we're going to be talking about net neutrality a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks. And trust me, folks, pay attention to this because it's one of those things that you really can't do much about. There was a lot of commenting during the period where the public could jump in to the FCC, but ultimately they have the say in this, and it will trickle down to all of us. We know it. It's going to affect consumers without a doubt. And we'll open your eyes to a few other things that are happening when it comes to net neutrality that you might be very, very surprised about. No surprise here that you filled up the mailbag once again. So without further ado, let's check the emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Bobby in Illinois. Boy, he's been emailing us a lot lately. Bobby says, Kate, hope you had a great weekend. I know you were paying attention to what's going on with this ISIS crud. And I'll tell you what a mistake we made in Iraq. There's no doubt about it. But now we just keep making the same mistakes over and over again. I don't understand this. We had the chance to eliminate this problem years ago we didn't do it, and now we're stuck in a situation where we have nobody in charge that has any sense, and especially the Sal Maliki cat, as you've talked about before on your show, he has no clue what he's doing. He is just as bad, as one of your guests said, as a previous dictator in that country, and nothing but violence continues to ensue, especially with ISIS. You either join them or they make sure you get out of the way. How about that video? It was nasty. Yeah, I talked about this already, that it was like a 9-minute video. And in the video, a spokesperson for ISIS says, we're going to raise the flag of Allah in America. Well, you know, there's lots of hate videos of jihadists saying stuff that are similar to that. But ISIS has power. ISIS has movement. They have youth. They have camps set up. And they got money and weapons. They're getting weapons. They have the money to get those weapons. So, not quietly anymore. They are amassing their own little army. I don't think you can write these guys off. Of all terror groups, I said this before, if you're going to rank terror groups, this is the one to be concerned about at this point, because it goes back to the money. Follow the money and you see what happens. One of the things that Abu Musa, the spokesperson in that ISIS video, said is, don't be cowards and attack us with drones. Instead, send your soldiers, the ones we humiliated in Iraq. We will humiliate them everywhere, God willing, and we will raise the flag of Allah in the White House. That's the context of that in the rambling things that went on. Now, this came out before those targeted airstrikes against the Sunni jihadists. That happened beforehand. So now imagine. You've got all kinds of people fleeing. That's not new. That's been happening. But you've got Christians fleeing the country. You've got all kinds of people just trying to get out of there. And we have personnel there that we're getting out, too, in a couple of different areas. So, I mean, this is pretty, it's beyond pretty serious. It's pretty scary what's happening, frankly, with ISIS. And we can't, you know, we can't lollygag on this, and we can't, you know, really, there's just no time to waste where we're just letting ISIS have their way and pluck another piece of the territory from the people in Iraq. But we cannot go back to a massive surge or go back to a full-on war either. At least a rescue effort. Help the people that were trapped on a mountain in northern Iraq. There was like 20,000 people, that refugees, that were just trapped. And thank goodness they were rescued. But I'll tell you what, a lot of the talking head lawmakers are even saying they're concerned ISIS is going to attack the United States. Thank goodness we have thwarted attacks or attempts since 9/11, but these guys scare me. The violence in Iraq is brutal. Even Pope Francis is commenting on it, for goodness sake, and saying, in Iraq, the violence offends God and humanity. That's why we evacuated as many of the diplomatic staff type that we could get out as fast as possible, because it would be pretty scary to be there at this point. Whoever they could get out, they got. They moved them to the U.S. consulate in Basra, Iraq, and to Amman, Jordan, trying to get them away from Baghdad and a couple of other hairy areas in Iraq. I remember in June, some were moved from the giant U.S. embassy that we pumped a ton of dough into in Baghdad, moved them to another area thinking it would be a lot safer. I think nothing is safe. I think all bets are off. And can you imagine if we were if this place were to explode even more, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, really, it's a 7 to an 8 because of the manpower they have, the movement they have, and the disorganization of so many in the Iraq government. If it came down to it, and the president said, well, we have to go back in, would there be any support in this country for that? I'm going to say probably zero support for that. Zero. But who's to say it's that far-fetched? Oh, what a disaster. What a disaster that would be. In fact, that's what Scott said. Scott says, hey, America Tonight and Ms. Delaney, wow, Iraq is exploding. It's just as you predicted and so many others. I think you said at one point, as soon as everybody left, it was obvious because of the religious differences between the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds, there was no way this triangle could exist peacefully. Yep, exactly. And that's what's happened. So, as expected, it's turned into an ugly situation. And you got young men, disillusioned, unemployed, who are signing up right and left to be part of this. They're having no trouble recruiting. In fact, they think they have about 10,000 in Iraq and Syria. Some of them came out of prisons. Disenfranchised, feeling bitter, feeling left out by Iraq's Sunni minority, complaining about being treated as though they were less than, and this is what you get. And that's what Nouri al-Maliki did. That was his government. So the president over the weekend says, we're going to push Iraq's lawmakers to create a more inclusive government that can give confidence to populations in the Sunni areas. Really? Well, we didn't do that soon enough. It should have happened a long time ago. So now, once again, we're reacting to the situation. Not good. We got all kinds of videos of young boys that are watching, waiting, learning. And it's frightening. They're heavily armed. ISIS is somebody to worry about. Absolutely. All right, here's another one. This one from Jen IM saying, Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard you mention the quicksands of the Middle East. What a great way to describe it, because it's not just Israel and Gaza. It's Afghanistan. It's Iraq. It's, frankly, Egypt. Pick a place, Syria. It's awful. We cannot cover all of the problems in the Middle East. That's part of our problem. Don't you think? Well, absolutely. There's nothing I can add to that. That's why I say it. That's why I call it the quicksands. We have to be involved, but the problem is how we keep getting sucked in further and further, and then we can't get out of it. You know, we can't get out of it. Let's move on to what's going on in Missouri, because a few people sent emails about that. Quickly, I'll get to that. Ken says, Kate, are you watching Missouri explode? Boy, I hate to say it, but this is very much like Trayvon Martin. I think the story and the pieces of the story are going to come together a little bit differently, but the reactions to this are starting to line up that way. I feel sorry for the people of Ferguson, and it's so awful for the innocent folks who are now right in the middle of what looked like at one point a mini war. Police cars smashed. The fire, the typical rioting things that you see. It is just awful. All right, also, Mac agrees and says mass chaos in Ferguson, Missouri. Don't know that they're going to be able to quell this crowd. Yeah, they've done that, but the problem is, will it explode again? You know, that's the thing. All right, stay with us. We're making the final turn here on this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the things to you, holler for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel. Can make me sing. You're the only woman got it wrong with me.
All right, we're making another turn here on America Tonight, and I'll tell you what. I mentioned at the top there's a lot of wild things happening, and obviously many of you floated me those emails talking about the Missouri situation, which we'll be talking about that. I am certain more this week. We'll talk with our pals from Project 21. We'll get their perspective and some others as well, looking at this from all the angles. And we don't know all the facts, and I think there purposely a lot of misinformation is being thrown out there. That's obvious with what's gone on and the looting and the details, some of the details sketchy about the specifics of it, but how awful that town exploded the way it did, because certainly it's the innocent people that are getting dragged down into the middle of it. And when I say dragged down, when you're looting innocent people, stealing, walking out with televisions and food and everything else, that's not good. That's not good for people who struggle to make the business on Main Street survive. And something awful happens over the weekend, and then this is what it turns to. Another thing that's from the sports world, I believe that's going to be talked about a ton, is Tony Stewart, who hit and killed a driver at a dirt track race in New York. It's a wild story, but Stewart killed him when he was walking on the track, and he died from, you know, from being hit. It happened on Saturday night. The track is about a two-hour drive from Watkins Glen racetrack, where Stewart was supposed to race in a NASCAR event, a big one, on Sunday, but decided not to, released a statement saying there aren't any words to describe the sadness he feels about the accident that took place. And Stewart's team director, and that's usually who they turn to, Greg Zipidelli, said that the driver had decided not to drive in the event because of what happened. Now, there was a video, and I looked at the video. The video shows two cars coming out of a turn with Stewart's car sliding up the track toward Ward's car. The two cars get close, and they look like they make contact before Ward's car hits the wall and spins out. Another car avoids hitting the Ward's car as it sits on the track, and it was facing the wrong direction. These kind of things happen. Ward gets out of his crashed, wrecked car, walking on the track toward the race cars, which they were slowing down for a yellow flag. Ward pointed a finger and looked like he was screaming. One car swerved to avoid him on the track, but Stewart's car passes close to Ward, and its right rear tire hits him. And then he's sucked into basically the car as it's going. And, you know, they take him to the hospital, but he died before it even got to the hospital. You know, before they could even get to the hospital, rather. So there's no criminal charges. But it looks like an on-track accident. Stewart is answering any questions and acknowledging, of course, the collision, which clearly they have on tape, and you can go and watch the terrible accident. But they say they're sorting out the details. It was a sprint car race. He was in the middle of it. And it's awful. And Stewart is a very popular driver. He's a three-time champ in NASCAR's top division. He won a sprint car championship in the mid-90s. And he's a big, big name in racing. A huge name in racing. And so it's just an awful, freak, terrible thing, perhaps, that happened. And like I said, this is certainly one of the stories that transcends the world of sports, and one of the things that will be talked about this week was that kind of a, you know, what happened to Kevin Ward, and why was he walking toward the cars, and, you know, all the other stuff. Meanwhile, since many of you have your finger on the pulse of the Middle East and definitely have opinions about it, while we watch with bated breath, Iraq. How about Israel and the Palestinians now accepting a new 72-hour ceasefire? It's just like a revolving door of ceasefires that are they going anywhere? So they're going to supposedly have these indirect talks on a long-term ceasefire arrangement, but they've had a heavy month of fighting, obviously. Egypt brokered a truce last week, but the window closes, they resume fire on both sides of this. So what happens this time? Palestinian negotiators say they accept the Egyptian proposal to the ceasefire. The Israelis accept it, so here we go. Another 72-hour window. They want a more comprehensive Gaza agreement. And how do you create that atmosphere where you're going to get that agreement? Because Hamas is refusing to extend the temporary truce that helped launch the talks last week, saying they want guarantees from Israel first that Gaza's borders will open. Israel and Egypt have enforced the blockade since Hamas seized Gaza pretty much since 2007. And Israel is saying they are not going to open the borders unless the groups like Hamas disarm. Well, of course, Hamas is not giving in to this. They refuse to give in to this. And so the defense minister of Israel says if Hamas thinks it has worn us down, it's wrong. We will return to the table only after an end to the fire. We are not intending to compromise. So, you know, are they going to get a diplomatic deal done? Can they do that? Well, they can do it, but will they do it? A bigger deal, a better deal for Gaza? I think it's going to be pretty hard to come by. And this has been going on, you have to think about this, since July 8th. Since July 8th. And this is a place I mentioned last week on the air. If you talk to somebody who went to the Gaza Strip in the 30s, in the late 30s, they tell you how incredibly beautiful it was and just completely wrecked by this situation. Israel has targeted close to 5,000 sites. Gaza militants have fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel. On Sunday, Israeli aircraft hit about 20 targets. Because they launched an air campaign on the coastal territory, sending in ground troops 9 days later to target rocket launchers and cross border tunnels and all that kind of stuff built by Hamas for attacks inside Israel. And of course, once Israel tripped onto them, they're getting rid of every single one that they can get rid of. Every single one. So you ask yourselves, Hamas, they're reloading, they're retooling, they keep getting what they need to continue to do what they're doing forever and a day at the Gaza Strip. So what's going to break that in half? Not letting them get the arms, keeping the blockade. It's crazy. All right, any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.